Cool.
All right, so this is your cast initial interview. Do you think that I'll pick it up down there?
Oh,
maybe if you, yeah, I would leave it somewhere closer.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, how's Cass going? What are you doing?
Cass is good. To be honest, I'm happy with most things, but I want to talk to you about a few things today because I don't know if I'm necessarily writing enough or if I need more or what it is. So far, I think I was telling you yesterday, I figured out my activity and my service. So we're a couple weeks in with my first local service, which is working with migrant workers.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about the admin stuff afterwards, because actually we can talk about whether, you know, your written reflections or other things are kind of going the right way. Let's just think about, some of the experiences you've had so far. So yeah, tell me about your service.
It's good.
Why did you pick it? How is it? What are you doing?
I picked it because actually one of my friends in Dover has been running a migrant worker service for years, and I've always been, I guess, like inspired by him, and I've actually helped out with the service a little bit over the, the years with him, and I don't know, and also one of my other buddies at school was doing this service, so I thought I'll do it. I think the issues with migrant workers are like very, unheard of in Singapore. Yeah. Not many people think about it as much, and I think as much as there are many other issues I could be doing for service, I thought this would be something interesting for me to do.
Okay, so what's the service called?
It's called Working with Migrant Workers,
Okay, and what have you been doing so far as part of the service?
Well, unfortunately, because of the two-person role, we only had our second session yesterday.
Okay.
And even yesterday, our teacher wasn't there because she was sick or something. So we were assigned like a little bit of work to do at home. So what everyone did at home is we had to fill out a form for whether we want to run for chair or like a vice chair or specific position. That's one. Then two, we had like this Padlet where we filled out ideas that we have for, the migrant workers. So
It's really at the first stages, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so maybe we'll come back to that later. All right, so tell me about what's happening with your tennis training outside of school.
Sure, so activities-wise, I'm definitely continuing with tennis. I've actually, I've played since I've been, I could ever remember, 5 years old, ever since I've been a kid. And for school-wise, I've played on the school team since my first year of school, which is grade 6. So I played on the middle school team from 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
And then I had my...
So where do you play now? How often do you play?
Sure. So now I play, without the two-person rule, I'm usually playing about 4 or 5 times a week. But now because of the two-person rule, I'm playing about 3 to 4 times a week. With my private coach, because you can only play one-on-one now.
Yeah.
So I've been playing with him, and he's actually the head coach at UWC too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So which works. I started working with him about since, I would say, end of grade 8.
Oh. Okay, so what are you, in your game, what are your strengths and weaknesses? What are you currently working on?
Since working with him, there's many different things we've improved on my game. But this year, I guess we want to make new strides in terms of, school team. I want to possibly play at the highest position I possibly can at school. And I also want to, improve my ranking in the Singapore Association, within the Singapore tennis.
What specific
strengths? I guess I've always had, come up to the net a lot, and as a tennis player, I'm an aggressive player.
So volleying.
Volleying for sure. My serve is quite strong. So, and I guess this year, the last few weeks, we've
specifically... So what are your weaknesses? What do people exploit in your game that you need to work on?
I guess my consistency, you could say one thing. But also, I guess, when you play tennis, different people have different game styles in terms of how they play the game. So I typically... take the ball on the rise. I try to finish points off quickly, so it's not my, I guess my weakness is staying in the point longer with me, making me play more balls. This year we've been working a little bit more on my backhand and trying to be more consistent. I've worked on my second serve more, and I'm just trying to work on lasting longer in rallies and in tournaments.
Yeah, I'm a tennis fan.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I played a fair bit, but I've stopped out due to injury. But anyway, okay. About you. So so you're doing the tennis training outside of school. So correct. What about creativity? What are you thinking might be something that you're going
to
do there?
I think that's something I need to draw my attention more towards. I haven't really, if I'm being quite honest, I actually haven't thought too much about it at all. But I'm definitely going to do an activity at school. I'm just trying to think of what it is. I'm not sure. Maybe something business related at school, because business or sports related, I'm thinking, because in college I want to study sports marketing or communications, and I guess one of my main HLs is business management, and I think something among that line, those lines, could be, you know, interesting for me to do if there's a club for that or something like that. That's
what about anything artistic? So
exactly.
You could probably find something which has some creativity in that aspect, but you'll need something which is actual art.
That's what I was gonna say. That's one aspect, and also besides tennis, another hobby or like something I enjoy is music. So maybe something music related. Mm-hmm. If there's an activity for that, I'll be interested in doing something music related.
Oh, there we go. Cue the music.
Yeah.
What about DJ club or something like that?
Could be
learning
good.
Learning to mix.
There's
a DJ club that
I heard
sign up for.
Mr. Steele runs it.
Yeah.
What about that? Could be an option. But definitely, I actually wouldn't mind doing it, but I definitely want to look at what a few options first of what I can
and
do.
When do you think you will do that? Do you think we'll
probably
try and do it this year or next year? Or
it will be this year for sure, but it may be season 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm just trying to get settled into school. I mean, I think I'm happy with the first 2 months of school. I mean, how it went the first half term went great. And I just want to continue getting settled in before rushing too many things. My tennis is going well, so I'm continuing on that. And me and my coach, I mean, obviously I'm going to play in the U19 tennis team this year. So I'm just training towards that, which is coming up in a few weeks, actually.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully without this new role. And and then next thing you know, probably in season 3, I would want to start, I guess, something creative.
Yeah.
Like we said, something music related could be good.
Yeah, music related, and there could be something because you're going to need your 2 seasons of creativity, whatever that is.
Yep.
All right, what about other things like collaboration or leadership? Are there any sort of skills that you want to work on through CAS?
I think leadership for sure. Yesterday I signed up for, to see if I'll get it. I don't know if I'll get it, but to run for vice chair of my service. I think it'll definitely help my leadership skills, help my collaboration skills, and of course, a big thing is hopefully help for college as well. So that's it'll help with my college apps. Not only that, I think it'll.
What kind of a leader do you think you are if you have to do leadership stuff?
What kind of leader? I guess I've always had good communication skills. I feel like that's a major strength of mine. I've always been comfortable talking to people. I open up easily and I communicate with people well. So if I'm able to be some sort of leader within my service or some sort of leader in general at school, maybe even the high school tennis team captain would be great. Then I think my communication strengths would benefit me in that sense.
Okay. And what do you think something for you to work on as a leader? Are you organized?
I think patience
planned?
Is a big thing.
Oh, patience. Okay.
It's a bit different. Organization is always important, and I feel like I agree. I think organization for me is something I can work on, but it's something I've also improved on, which I'm happy over the last few years. I feel like in middle school or early grade 9, I was very disorganized in terms of work. There was a stage where I found school miserable, actually, and I just, you know, because of certain subjects I didn't enjoy, certain social aspects, I wasn't so happy, but I found a way to, I think, just being more organized helped me in general and other aspects, mental aspects. So I feel organization's big, and patience, I think. I need to be more patient with certain people. And if I'm wanting to be a leader, the main thing is I have to be able to hear everyone out. I have to be able to communicate with everyone, and I have to be patient. So that's a big thing I would like to work on this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're done for today, and
we can
talk about reflections and stuff and admin stuff afterwards.
All right, sounds
okay,
good.
Cool. Yes. Yeah, so-